staple.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because this dude's conversation is just a little bit shallower than some of these other dudes, but you actually responded.
Okay.
What's his name?
We know what she likes.
Poor Katie.
We know what she likes.
Travis.
We know what she likes. She likes convicts.
Yeah.
Convicts. Convicts and cops. One extreme or the other.
I thought it was convicts and cocks, but okay. That's
like those
two. Cops and criminals.
This dude has a sleeve tattoo, so maybe he's a criminal.
That's profiling. I have a sleeve tattoo, and I am a criminal. Thank you.
What about, what the fuck does that mean? I'm not a criminal. Just been to jail a couple times.
So, what made you want? Because these other dudes, you said you want conversation, and some of these dudes were like, they responded in a way that would open to more conversation. This dude, not as much, still a little, but not as much, but you had a whole conversation.
Show me
with
his picture. No,
what the
I'll
fuck are you
one.
Supposed to reply with somebody like you? You both just say, hey, what's picture. Up? How you doing? We both say,
see,
I'm a CEO of so and so.
Okay.
He's local.
That's what brought you to him? Yep. Is that he's local?
Let me see him. Because I did this.
No, that was prior to you. That was prior to you swiping. He's local.
Yeah.
He's from a little bit south.
Okay. But so these other guys were not local?
She likes
give
that.
Or take.
What's your range?
Is not a range?
Well, you put the range on.
It's a range, but Tinder will go outside of that if you run out of matches locally.
Right.
Damn, she's so picky. Okay.
She is picky.
I am picky.
No, you should be.
Well, that's nice. She wasn't.
I still think she
that's
don't
that.
Whoa.
That's not true.
Shit.
You didn't do it.
We didn't do what?
We swiped all those.
Because Blake said, not that one, but someone said that they would take it and it would be my next future ex-husband.
Next future ex-husband.
Yes, Dad, next
this dude opens up with the Snapchat. Not even if you like, not even a sentence, just Snapchat, : here's my Snapchat.
Notice I didn't respond.
You did not. That's,
he's just trying to get to the point, because we all know what's going on Snapchat.
I mean, yeah.
That's not true.
That's true.
That's not true.
Oh, here's one. Hold on. I don't mean to. Go ahead.
I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like Tinder's the wrong app for trying to find a relationship. Anytime I've ever used Tinder, everybody who hit me up knew what it was. I knew what it was, and we never talked again. It was the best thing I have ever done.
That's actually how I met my ex-husband.
Oh, no. See, you got to leave. You can't get attached.
Ex.
There you go. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this dude tried to sound smart, and he's not. He opened up.
I'm fundamentally dropping these philosophies and hop. That's what he's saying, right?
Coming off the top of this hypothesis. It was going well in the first half. Nice mic, bro. What make is it? I'll tell you about it in a minute. So he said, let's go shoot guns and ride. And she said, I'm sold. Here's a picture of my titties. When are we going?
She said,
I edited part of that. She didn't say all of that. she said, I'm sold. When and where? And then she put the melting emoji, which is adorable. He said, he went out on a limb. He says, shit, babe, you tell me when you're free. I no longer have a dirt bike, but I have a four-wheeler and a side-by-side. Who gives a fuck if you had a dirt
bike?
You don't have one anymore.
Because it's relevant to us. That's relevant to me.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. I needed that. Okay.
All right.
She said, I don't drink and ride much anymore. If I want to drink, I want to be sitting somewhere. I'm old and fragile. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm gonna sit on a dick.
We're cool so far. And then he
she
goes,
didn't say no. I am
he said, he said, too much anymore, huh? I just like riding around and having fun, but I was on a dirt bike.
What are you trying to say?
I-N-D-E-O.
E-I-E-I-O.
He said, I just like riding around and having fun, but if I was on a dirt bike or my old sport quad, then your drinking would def impact that. No, fucker. She said she was down to go drinking and shooting. When are you free? Let's talk about a date. Like, don't.
They ain't put too much in there.
Yeah, don't be trying
to talk yourself out the pussy.
Right. Like, you fucked up. She didn't respond. He fucked up.
Talk yourself out the pussy.
What an idiot.
You're fucked up, I ain't wrong.
You're fucked up.
Say, we are reading this message as a committee and realize you was dumb as fuck.
Listen, I get bored. I get bored with conversation.
I ain't mad at you. Yeah, I mean, but like, okay, but what about this? What's going on, M? She said, just working my life away. Ain't we all? I'm ready to retire and travel. Let's go. And you left him.
Hey, go.
Where are we going, LOL? Where do you like to go, LOL? See, y'all are shit at conversation, too. I don't want to hear a damn thing. Shit.
My problem is I get busy and then I forget about it. And then I feel bad responding 2 days later.
Tinder is supposed to be like that.
You got a room full of dicks. So I don't remember which one was the last one to point at you.
What?
He said, hello, do anything exciting today? Why do you say hello on the top part? Oh, yeah, I'm in... By the way, she didn't respond. Oh, yeah, I'm in Key West, and it's always a fun day down here. And you...
The fuck to me?
You didn't even respond to him. Why are you still talking?
In Key West.
So, why is he still talking?
Where the queers are.
Why did I match with a man in Key West?
Key West where the queers are?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being where the queers are.
Oh, he's on here looking for a long term. It's him and a bunch of dudes in the picture.
Oh, yeah, see, yeah, like definite queers.
Okay, so somebody
saw the picture.
Some of these are people that I drunk matched with, and I didn't realize they were short.
So the height is a different maker for you. Absolutely. That's just it. What's the range here? How tall are you?
5'11".
You're 5'11"?
Yeah.
Okay, so what, the dude's got to be taller?
Yes.
Or as tall?
Yes.
See, I don't know.
I tried talking.
You fuck, buddy, you fuck.
No, I'm exactly 5'11".
I tried talking to someone who was my height, and it was weird.
Oh, shit, let's play matchmaking this bitch today.
Okay.
We tried that yesterday.
Exactly
5'11".
Yeah.
Well, you fucked it up when you threw up everywhere.
Well, I know. Well, see, she didn't know about that.
She likes a man.
Oh, no, I knew about it.
She knew about it. Okay, guys.
She knew about it last night.
Don't open up with this. Is it too early to offer to buy you all the Victoria's Secret you want for Christmas?
Jason picked.
Hey.
She didn't even respond to that one.
Just let him buy you the Victoria's
Secret.
Did what?
Just let him buy you the Victoria's Secret. He's offering.
All right, here's another dude that opened up with the Snapchat.
Send it to somebody, a friend's address, a dude's address. Send a chicken's address.
That's what I'm going to start doing when they ask me where I live, Iron City. Just give them chicken's address. Show me chicken's house, not mine.
Say you got catfish, bitch.
What the?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I hate this guy already. I hate this guy so much. I do. He's a firefighter. Okay, cool. Good for you.
Jason, I remember him. Do you remember him?
Do you feel weird when they call you by your name from the first message?
So
does it feel too much?
My real name is not on there.
Okay. But like... It's as far as they know, it's your name. So they're going
they
out.
They think
on a
it's
limb.
Personable. They yeah. think it makes
How do
it.
You feel it? Like, because you have to go into the mindset that it is your real name, like that their mentality is your name. So they're going in hardcore calling you by your name already.
It doesn't bother me because I feel like they're making the effort to actually.
You appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So he says, evening. He said, this is, oh my God.
Oh no.
Yeah. It's so stupid. You look super fit, but you didn't list Gym Junkie in your bio. Are you one of those people that can stay in shape just by breathing? Big 2A, what's your favorite? Guess this king qualified at 5'7". Fuck you. Shut the fuck.
Told you.
He was short. Just shut the fuck. Like,
he was short.
Dude.
5'7".
5'7".
It's a little short. You about 5'7".
What's a damn long 5'10".
I ain't on bad today. You 5'10".
It's on my license.
I don't give a damn.
Okay, that's on my license too, and I'm not 5'10". We've done this.
Why are you trying to put your chin up? Put your chin down.
Can't use your head.
Stop again. Stop again.
From the top of your head?
No.
How tall are you?
5'11".
She can't fuck with you. You shout.
5'10". She only inch taller than me.
They call you shouting.
But my license says 5'10".
But you're 5'11"?
But it says 5'10".
What? You're 5'11"? I'm 5'10". So only
5'9".
5'10"
is the average height that
Larry. So
if you were to map out the ideal, hold on, Amy said, She's had one that was the opening line with, "Lord, you are gorgeous. I wish I was cross-eyed so I could see you twice."
It is the corny pickup lines that we will pay attention to.
Seriously.
So, I couldn't tell you I put so much dick in you, I'd be scared to kiss you.
What? I put so much dick in you.
I don't get that.
Did y'all see the one about the chick named Faith? It was a whole meme. Her name was Faith, and so the guy like messaged her and was like, "I'm sure you've heard all the Faith pickup lines." And she's like, "Yep, I've heard them all. Can I get a little faith? I need a little faith in my life, all this stuff." And he goes, "Well, I got one for you." And she said, "What?" And he goes, "I'd like to flap my dick across your face."
Damn. That's a good one.
That's great.
Gotcha. And she liked it too.
She probably did. So is that what would get you? Just a regular "hey, how are you" is run of the mill. It's too easy.
Yeah, pretty much.
You need someone that's creative, that has a brain, yep, and knows how to think about shit.
Duly noted.
So the height matters, but like, does anything else matter? See, like, they gotta be ripped. They can have the dad bod. Like, you'd be 6'4", but if you're 350, like, you still in on that, or you out?
I don't like men that are too big, and I don't like men that are too small.
So you're real picky.
Yeah. Yeah.
She just wants you to be a healthy weight. Wants to know you got a little cornbread in you, but not all the mashed potatoes.
You're not fat. Yeah, it's just very easy to see you.
Fluffy. Easy to see. Easy to spot. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well.
Man.
Interesting. I just know in my 2 weeks, I'm going to be real with y'all, I lost a lot of connections. I say a lot. I only matched with a handful of people. But I lost them because, like, I didn't realize people was just trying to fuck. Like, I grew up with the mentality that, like, you get to know somebody. That's what I was right. My mama raised me, right? So, like, that was my mentality. It was that girls, like, if you get in trying to fuck from the jump, you're out, you're done. There's no way. So that's how I was raised. And so I'm in here trying to talk to these girls like, "Hey, like, where are you from? What do you do? Why do you, you know, what do you, whatever?" And like, I'm getting ghosted. Like, I was getting ghosted every like almost every time. And then finally one day I was like, "Fuck this app." And then it hit me. I was like, "Oh, I have to get an STD to be successful on this app. I got it." Okay.
That's awful.
Thanks for showing
me. I didn't meet a chick on a Tinder was doing exactly like you said. I was like, "Man, I'm just fucking just trying to talk, meet and hang out." And we went on a date. And like at the hour end, just talking and stuff. She's like, "So you trying to go home and fuck or what?" And I was like,
"Who are these women?"
I laughed. I was like, "Damn, straight to the point.
Who are these women?"
I'm like, "Yeah, I'm ready to go home and fuck." Yeah. So what you say?
That is correct.
We could have skipped all this shit, you mean?
It was crazy, bro. Damn. I'm like, I'm actually trying to look for a queen and this is this
pawn.
Man. I got a damn court jester.
That's wild.
She's trying to giggle on these balls. Reach.
And there's girls out there that are like that, that will do that.
How many girls are literally out there like that? They find the right person.
That's not true.
When they find the right person? No.
I think it is when they find the right person.
You're comfortable around me on the first day. You're like, "I'm ready to fuck. Let go."
Man, I don't mean it was on the first day, but like,
no, on the first day too. Yeah, let me be one to fuck too.
Chick.
Girls want to fuck
too. Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, girls do.
Girls want to fuck more than guys.
Yeah, I've heard that.
They just want to get that pussy.
Women watch porn more than guys do.
That's questionable. Depends on the man.
Yeah. I said majority as a overall.
Depends on the man.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's a fact. It is actually a real shit.
I don't care. It still depends on the man.
Is that a spank bang fact?
Here? Yeah, that's an overall all porn fact.
Spank bang rank? What you at right now?
Spank bang rank?
I didn't know I had a spank bang rank. I feel like other people got a spank bang rank. Wait a minute, you can do that?
So you're going to find out about that one.
Now you have to find out.
Yeah.
Got to go home and get the Jurgens.
Get the Jurgens.
What's your favorite lotion to use when you jack off?
What the fuck?
Do you just use regular cocoa butter? Because that's some lotion out there just be cheap when you put it on your hand and get the stroke in it. Then you got to ash your ass hand because it don't rub. It don't, the lotion
ashy
don't
hand,
rub.
Burnt dick, it's all bad.
Your dick got carpet burn because he was in
the fridge. Damn, that's the favorite lotion to jack off.
Mine actually is the Jergens.
The Jergens is good lotion.
Because it's pretty oily, so it stays there. Why you frying your face up? What you jacking off with some mayonnaise or something? What the fuck you
doing? Mayonnaise probably feel pretty good.
Oh. I mean, it's oily.
It's oily. That's what I'm saying. Just what you asked for is oil.
Yeah.
So what do you use?
I don't even jack off.
Stop the cap. Stop the cap.
How you going to tell me I jack off, man?
Because I seen you.
What?
Oh, I was watching in the bathroom window.
Well, it's been a good one. See y'all.
If you ain't stapled together,
you're watching Derek Jackson. God, duh.
So everybody gonna act like it ain't no jack off no more. Nobody here beats they did.
Every now and then, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's everybody but Derek, man. You ain't never gave yourself a good old fashioned.
Good old fashioned. I've gave myself a good old fashioned before.
Yo, so you don't do it no more.
It's been a while.
So it's been a mouth. Oh, okay. Gotta take over.
It's been a while since I done beat my dick with the Jergens like I used to. It's been a while
since I done used that Vaseline again. It's been a while since I done. I don't know. I can't find those.
What's funny is that you can still use the same band for that song, Stained. That's funny.
Damn. That double entendre right there.
I'm gonna ask a girl question. Is it not hard to get Vaseline off of yourself after that?
I don't beat my dick with Vaseline because the fact it is, it makes you oil in and then your dick look like you put your hand on the alien and pet it.
See, it always happens. Damn.
No, if you was to pet an alien like in the movie, you know that mother was always shiny and shit. Damn, it would look like that.
Damn.
Greasy, dripping and shit.
I mean, is that not weird having to get it off? Because it's like everywhere.
Always woman.
Yeah, it is, because then it's kind of waterproof. So then, that's why I don't never use Vaseline. Unless when I'm on the stream, I ain't got no lotion around. Oh, fuck, come on. Everybody remember when you was a kid and you tried to jack off with soap? And your dick hole was burning. That's your first sense of having gonorrhea before you had gonorrhea.
Y'all's burning when y'all use soap?
Oh, no.
The fuck soap? You was using all natural soap, bro.
We use Irish Spring. Man.
I did grow up in a white household. I don't know.
Yeah. Irish Spring and Crest.
Well, y'all know about that Crest, man. You don't know about that, man.
You say Crest?
You ain't never took a soap
toothpaste.
Clothes wash.
Zest. Zest fully clean.
You took us a bath and had the powder washing detergent in it.
Fuck no.
What?
No.
Brother, you ain't either.
Tell me what I am.
Ken spent a lot of time watching your bathroom, damn it.
How you gonna tell me I ain't took a bath from the washer?
You ain't struggling like that, brother.
Damn.
Smart Jackson. Did your mama ever bathe you?
I moved out, Cameron. I've been on my.
So you was bathing yourself with non-detergent?
Why even hammer?
Powder.
That's why you
had powder.
That's why you ain't got X money. You got them this powder. Yeah, man.
Chemical burns.
Damn, I'm just laughing. X money. I'm bringing that from X, brother. The detergent.
Okay.
How funky was your ass? You had to use detergent. You wasn't doing that, brother. Simple math. A bar of soap is way cheaper than some dish detergent.
Laundry.
Man, you put that in there. Now, I have to take a bath with some Dawn dishwasher to make sure they have bubble bath, but I ain't using no detergents.
What?
Detergent.
What?
He didn't have bubble baths, so he
put it. So you use non-dish soap to make
bubbles. For bubbles.
To make bubbles.
That's not normal.
No, yeah, not
that, right. But we ain't got no bubble bath. You gotta use Dawn dish.
But you don't act like you ain't never been covered in Dawn dish. Like you put a tarp out in your yard and cover it in Dawn soap and slide down. You've been covered in Dawn soap. It's all right.
That baby oil.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
She's made a different face about baby oil. That's a whole
different. Baby oil's a little time.
Damn. Amy wants to know why do guys.
So, dude, when you was in the tub, was you just turning around and say, oh, rinse the spin
slide. Spin slide. Spin slide.
Or would you make it like it had a broke leg? Go,
so you don't know about that, Cam.
You're right, brother. I was poor, but I wasn't that poor. I just used regular water.
You don't know nothing about that, man.
Amy wants to know why guys use random shit instead of just going out and buying lube from the sex shop. And I got an answer for you, Amy. It's because we don't plan to jerk it.
It just happens.
That moment hits. You ain't got time to go load up in your car. Go drive out to the new sex shop. Listen, I got an urge to jerk. I got to take care of some shit. Can you help me? No.
I don't want to use lube. Then my hand all shiny and my dick all shiny and oily.
They don't. Yeah.
Not well, washing off. Not no, really. That ain't washing off. Very good.
Then I could wipe my dick off with my t-shirt.
Not really.
No, t-shirt ruined everything. That's all the stain on my shirt.
That's why you get water-based lube.
Damn.
Yep. Not that I know, I mean.
Hell no. Give me that Jerrigan's.
Crystal says Dawn is actually hand soap, not dish soap. I think that's debatable.
I think it says dish soap.
It's actually duck soap.
Fun fact.
Duck soap.
Dawn had a lawsuit about that, about how...
Washing ducks.
About what if it duck? Was hand soap or dish soap. So now, if you look at the bottle, it'll say dish soap, and some of them say hand soap on them.
No.
Yeah?
What did she say again?
She said Dawn is actually hand soap and not dish soap.
Hold on. What does it say on it?
But look at the bottle. The bottle.
Well, the bottle's got the ducks on it.
It'll say it's definitely dish ducks soap.
The ducks.
Put that camera right there. Turn that camera around real fast so she can read that.
Let me do this. Let's see here. Flip. And what that says.
Read it.
Go on, read that. Go on, read that. Dawn Original Scent Ultra Washing Liquid Dish Soap. Liquid soap.
Oh, dishwashing, right? Okay, I just want to make sure.
Dish soap.
Because I'm from my hood. We love that blue soap.
The blue soap.
The blue soap gives your dishes hope.
She said she read the bottle. Amy says, buy the shit when you're out one day. That way, you're prepared when that urge
hits. Well, I got good lotion at home.
Walmart sells it, too.
Matter of fact,
I sell lube.
Yep. I lied. I don't even beat my dick with Jergens. I beat my dick with
water-based.
Yeah.
You were kidding.
No.
Yeah, you know, why didn't you get lube at Walmart?
Get those at Walmart.
Yes.
Get those.
Yeah, you can get them at Walgreens, too. I seen them at Walgreens the other day.
I didn't know that.
What they call it, personal massage things.
Yeah. Amy just said Walmart sells toys. What the fuck?
Okay. Ironically, it's
you can get cock rings at Walmart.
Parent planning.
Oh, no. That's not
a company. It's in the parent planning.
It's right next to the pregnancy test.
At Walmart.
You can get a dick ring. I know what I'm saying. Maybe somebody's got one at their house right now. You can definitely get a dick ring at Walmart.
I'm assuming that's a self-checkout purchase.
Listen, in the self-checkout, you are being more recorded than you would be if someone else saw
it. Yeah, but you're recorded by someone behind the curtain. You ain't going up to the cashier right in front of your face
But there's not a camera on you right there.
No, but it's the cashier that you see everywhere all out in town because we live in a small town.
There's less judgment in the camera lens than there is in the cashier's eyes. That's all I'm saying.
I say, fuck me. You know what it was when you signed up.
Yeah. Like, this old bitch probably got to make her day.
This Ed better order off Adam and Eve. She said, let the cashier ring mine up. Amy said, let the cashier ring up my concrete. What are you buying?
How do you feel walking into a sex shop?
I'm cool with it.
Yeah. I mean, if you take a breath, really? And you're like, yeah,
you don't feel weird walking in there?
No.
Cool, because like, that's what they
do. That's what it's made for, yeah.
You ain't going into a gas station with your dick out. You're going into a sex shop to buy sex shit.
With your dick out.
Well, you might have your dick out.
I feel like
you gotta size up somehow.
I feel like I'm being judged every time I walk in there, so I just quit
going. You feel like you have a sex shop.
They put in an application to work there.
I know. I know.
They gotta tell their friends and family where they work.
Some people probably went there to work so they can get a discount on their toys and shit.
A discount, yeah.
A discount.
That's great. So, anyway.
Well.
Well, we're past time. We've done good today. This has been a good episode.
We did good.
A gift box? Oh, gift box. Oh, Amy's talking about shit over here.
Amy, send us a gift box. She's talking about
Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I do like Adam and Eve.
You do like Adam and Eve?
I do.
What's that face? There you go. You're making that stank face.
What the fuck?
This is coming from you. You, of all people.
Hold on.
You've got two strikes.
She's working on the third one. No way.
She said there was a Bible slash toy store up there in Kentucky.
Bible slash toy store?
Like, Christians, I mean, that sounds about right.
Like, sex is from the Lord.
Man, Christians be fucking.
Man.
Christians be fucking.
Put that ass in a purse. Christians be fucking.
That's your next app, Christian Mingle. There you go. Yeah, better luck on that.
No,
I bet you are. That's what a real freak said.
Yes. You are correct. But no.
You don't have to be lonely.
That's what
farmersonly.com.
That's what you need to, you know.
No.
Told you she need to get on black.
You gotta get out of here.
You don't like farmers.
Get on the black out.
She likes cops and...
Cops and criminals, man. Cops and criminals.
That's who like criminals. You want somebody that's going to
beat you up. A preacher owned it.
They're going to beat you up, rape you, fuck you, all at the same time.
They're going to beat you up and beat the pussy up.
That's what you want?
No.
You like to get that thing beat it up? A criminal will do it for you?
Depends on what kind of
criminal. You need to find a man that's homeless.
That's the equivalent of finding a fat chick, man. Like they don't get many at bats, so like they got to swing for the fences every time they get up. You know what I mean? They go at it.
They get all of the swings. Fuck them skinny bitches.
Take me to get me a plumping on Pornhub. 100%. Men like big girls. It's just, men don't like little women.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Except you're Jason. You're a goddamn lie.
That's old magic. Old magic.
I had this conversation with Derek one time.
Oh, no.
It ain't no bad. So I want to ask y'all opinion. So what's the difference between thick and then big? Who's somebody that's thick to
depends
you?
Depends on where the fat
some,
is.
No, who's ooh. Somebody that's thick to you and who's somebody that's big?
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
Does she have the hourglass?
It don't matter who's with your personal view.
Who, does what's she thick? Have the hourglass?
I don't
that's
know.
Her that's her person. Is she kind of thick right here?
She says she got a little, but she got a little waist that is thick.
That is thick. But if you're big all the way around,
so
like
you're trying to
here,
tell me Ashley,
down here?
Ashley Graham's not thick.
I don't know who that is.
Damn, nobody knows plus size.
Rizzo is big.
Hillary Duff is thick. Hillary Duff?
Yes.
I ain't seen Hillary Duff.
You know what?
Lizzie McGuire. She thick
though. Lizzie.
Lizzie's hot
who's
now.
Thick?
Now, yeah.
Well, I mean, she's been cute. Like, growing up with her was great because, like, I was the same age. So, like, she's always been hot to me.
She's thicker than a Snickers.
For me, it's how you carry it.
If you carry it lazy and you don't keep yourself up, you're big, but if you carry yourself, you're fat. I don't mean how you carry it.
How you carry yourself, the you or you keep yourself.
You don't know the front butt is?
Oh, she don't know about the front butt.
You got a front butt and you're fat.
Man.
Damn, I got a front butt. Yeah, damn.
Oh, brother, I hope you ain't a front butt.
I got a front butt. Man, it ain't all the way there. It's got a lift on it.
You ain't got no front butt, bro. Listen to me. You ain't got no front butt. Come on now, bro. You ain't got no front butt.
My stomach's starting to dangle. No. Anyway, so somebody give me somebody who's thick.
Kim Kardashian.
She's not chic to me. She almost skinny.
Huh? No.
That's not thick to me. That's average to me.
That's average. You ain't averagely seen no girl with no ass.
Yeah, average around here. We talking about size-wise. Size-wise.
She's not average, though.
There ain't no girl in Lawrenceburg like that.
She's just not average, brother. That's above average. That's some meat. Prime.
Just because you got ass don't make you thick, though. That girl, 700 pounds, got ass on her. She thick?
The way she carries.
It goes back to the hourglass. Men look for that hourglass. All right,
now that I'm looking through pictures, I mean, I guess I kind of agree with you now.
Yeah, ask that.
You said.
Yeah, but then look up Ashley Graham.
Ashley Graham?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of somebody who's just thick. I consider this actually thick. That's a bit.
Megan Thee Stallion. She's thick.
I don't know. Might be big. Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, that's right on the border.
So you think she's a big girl? She's about 6'3".
I mean, she's a big girl.
So
damn, whoop your.
All right. Like, see how that waist looks though. That's
so
thick.
Is this big or thick?
She's thick.
Because she's a plus size model.
Let me see that.
How's she carrying it?
Nicely.
Nice. She's a model, nigga. She can't be.
That's thick.
Oh, yeah, she's thick. She pretty. But thick or that big?
How does conversation that's work? And people said someone that was big. That's big to you?
She's bigger than all of us. So, I mean.
Yeah, I'd be too big for me. I can handle nothing that big.
You don't like the big ones,
brother,
sir.
I told you can do all things through Christ.
Suffocate me.
Maybe you would grow if
suffocate.
You can't do nothing.
That's all I'm saying. Man. Suffocate me. That's all I'm saying.
Don't suffocate me. I'm a love man. I don't want to be suffocated. Somebody can't. Nobody else knows somebody think it's thick? All these women that women be looking at women.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes, we do.
So, who's somebody that's thick?
Cardi.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Cardi. All right.
But see, that's like skinny thick to me, though. You got a nice body and nice teeth, but your waist still small. To me, you got to have a waist about the size of that couch to me to be thick. Not the size of that couch or that chair.
Megan. Megan Trainor.
That's just what Ashley Graham had.
Megan Trainor.
Megan Trainor?
Megan Trainor.
All right, before I would say she lost all the weight, because she used to be big.
Before.
I would say she used to be big. Now she's thick. Now she's thick.
Yeah, I know who
she sung all those songs. She sung all them songs about being an empowering big woman and blah, 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 and then lost like 100 pounds. She got big.
That's how you know it was insecurity. That's big. Yeah. She was big.
She was
insecure. She wasn't carrying it confidently. That she was big. I'm with you.
Megan Trainor.
Otherwise, she wouldn't have worried about losing it if she wasn't insecure about it.
In the face.
She ain't 380. She ain't 11.
It's 280.
380, bro.
280. I like my women like I like my Xbox 360.
Okay.
Let me find out. See, I can't name the thick people that I think is thick because then I go on spank bait.
What is that?
Right there.
See, that's skinny to me. I mean, she's thick booty wise, but that's skinny to me.
I'm trying to find a before and after of this.
So, what is that to you, Derek, right there? That's skinny to me.
Take me out.
I mean, it's skinny
for you. A girl with no ass at all. That's skinny.
No, that's skinny thick to me.
No, I think if you say skinny, I think about a girl that ain't got nothing.
That's Hillary Duff.
I said skinny thick, yeah.
Take
you know why she's
all the way out.
Now, see, to me, that's thick to me. That's right. What I say definition of thick is like that.
Yeah. Let me see.
That's thick.
That's not
I feel like that's thing. Getting to the big territory.
That's right. That's the thick part. It's not. She's not skinny and she's not big. She is right there on the line. That's skinny to me.
That's thick.
That's thick.
That's skinny thick.
Skinny thick.
She got the waist, but she got ass and hips. I mean, she got ass and tits.
It's okay to say you like big girls.
I do. What do you mean? That's what you know. Model twice.
If you're trying to justify big girls.
See, somebody will say that's big. To me, that's thick. That's what I want right there.
That's thick. Look at her waist.
Yeah, that's thick.
But her waist is like the size of the bottom of that chair right there.
It's the figure. It's not the size. It's the figure.
Jesus.
The other girl still had a figure, too. It just wasn't all the way curved like this. She still had a curvy body.
It's the figure. Men like the figure.
See, I'm going to tell you for good skin. I've learned that like the shape don't always mean as much as the skin. If I, if you got good skin, I'm probably in. Like that's been my thing.
It's not the beauty. Wow. It's the booty.
Well, shit, I'm a sucker for cornrows and manicured toes. And manicured toes. Even though that's technically, he said manicured toes. He mean right. Pedicure.
He did say manicured toes.
I'm a sucker for cornrows, manicured toes. Hey!
He did fuck that up. Now that you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Would it have been more thug if he'd have said it right?
Yes.
Would it though?
I'm a sucker. What is manicure and pedicure the same? The
but
same,
I'm saying, like, then you
I'm
know.
I'm a sucker
that,
for cornrows and pedicure toes. Hey, same thing.
It just feels a little softer to me that way.
Pedicure. Feel, the pedicure part it, feels softer.
To get it, like, grammatically correct in that regard. Because to me, it's like, it means that you probably up in the shop too, knowing what's going on.
What the fuck is going on? Get your feet done. I get my dogs done once a month.
All right. Yo, all right, hot take. Is that a black person thing? Because I feel like that's the thing. Black folks do that shit.
No, because Derek and Jackson don't do it.
Y'all don't do it?
I gets my dogs
when I was getting my fingernails done, it was a black dude in there getting
shut
his toes
the fuck
done.
Up. So you actually went to a nail salon and got your fucking nail.
This yes. Week. And it
thank
lasted
for
about 3 weeks,
for the
too.
Step Together podcast. Why didn't you just let your daughter do your nails?
I did that, too.
That's what he told us.
I did that
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, he lied.
I did that
stop
as well.
Now. We know.
I did that in the beginning. And then I was like, this, because the other shit, I was on the road, and so I needed to last, so we went to an actual spot, and they got them done, and it, like, I mean, it lasted for like 3 weeks.
I don't see how I did. If I had a daughter, they paid my token. I would rock that shit. I don't give a fuck my daughter.
I did.
Say something, I'll slap the shit out your ass.
I did.
Man. Now my son paid my toenails. Yeah, that's different. In trouble.
Listen. Time out. I have boys, and they have questions about things that mom does that dad doesn't do. So that was a question. Why do you do this? Why do you put eyelashes on? Why do you put makeup on? Why do you do this? And I'm like, it's questions I don't want to answer. Why don't you ask your dad?
So mom trying to get some dick. Man, just come as they are, son.
I don't want to answer that.
She said, I got a month of stuff. Don't ask questions.
Mind your business.
And I mustn't do stuffing.
And daddy knocked the stuffing out that English muffin. Quarter man.
All the way back to Texas. Take this shot, shall we?
What shot? Y'all got shot for?
Y'all ain't got shot
for? I got a shot for.
Daddy, should we take another shot?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I ain't a buzz,
get the pizza box.
Where's the pizza box at?
You're about to go from 16 to pizza box. That's what you're about to be.
Listen, it was the fighting cock because I wholly understand. I passed it down the bar and I was like, y'all, one of y'all could take this because
that's
I'm
the guy
that's
gonna fry out there fighting.
That shit is bad.
It is.
Yeah. Is it worse than Malort?
Yeah.
No. Don't you ever compare nothing
to that. Malort was the worst shit I've ever put in my mouth. That is.
And he's had a lot of stuff in his mouth.
Yeah.
That ain't what you said last night.
Hell, a bit of that cam ham in you, did you?
I got that dealing, and I got the drilling.
Over there, feeling the dealing. That's what he's doing.
Pause. No homo. That's not gay, but I said no homo. So we taking these shots now?
Yeah, let's take these shots now.
All right.
I don't know what for, but...
For Nelly.
Pizza boxes everywhere.
Damn. Oh, I just started one.
Oh, God.
So Queen Latifah in her prime. Was she thick or was she big?
She was big.
In her prime, now, when she lost
when
that
she
weight.
Was on Set It Off.
Yeah. To me, that's
she
wasn't thick.
That big. Man.
She was thick.
But she ain't got no ass.
Queen Latifah price. Shit.
Queen Latifah ain't got no ass.
We Google it.
She ain't never had
Google
no ass,
it.
Man.
Google it.
Let me Google Queen Latifah. What she saying? Who you calling a bitch? UNATY.
She ain't got no ass.
Man, I don't believe it. She did.
Yo, I'm an ass connoisseur.
You don't like black girls
your
like
ass
that,
over
so
titties.
That.
All that.
I'm an ass connoisseur.
You didn't know the
say,
ass all day.
Neither one of y'all. Y'all both dating white girls.
Okay, that's my default. I'm kidding everybody here.
That's fair.
My girl even know what I want, goddamn.
What?
Listen, brother, don't do it. I'm telling you, bro.
You're the most racist motherfucker. No, bro. I hate you sometimes. brother.
What did I say?
You just said, don't do it. Like, what the fuck wrong with dating a black woman?
I didn't say nothing. You ever had a cigarette butt put out?
You know what? You got the cigarette.
Derek's got some trauma he needs to unpack. I don't know.
He was with that bullshit. Black girl ain't gonna tolerate that bullshit.
I wasn't with no bullshit. She was crazy.
Nah.
You ever had fourth degree burns on your arm?
I promise you.
Yeah, multiple places.
Multiple places.
From a black and mild cigarette.
Brother, I did more than one time had a cigarette put out. I feel like you're doing that for fun, brother. I feel like you like that.
But I don't know. After the first one, I don't know.
I don't know what you mean.
You're a better man than me. I don't know. I'm throwing hands after the first one.
Well, he wasn't watching the first time. No. Could have been an accident.
Tray dumped in your face.
Damn, man, brother. Oh, what? Either, I'm going to jail. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, bro. You never had that, man.
Damn.
I'm telling you, don't do it.
Man, I done did it in one.
I still
That's
got a
you.
Scar on my arm, bro.
Brother, I've done
it. He's a victim. I've been abused. Play the music, chick.
I bet it. Yeah. I got you trying to look at Queen of Diva bitches, too.
He said, in the hands of a strangler.
Yeah.
Have you ever been abused? Derek Grayson.
Now I approve this message. Have you ever had a black and mild put out on you? A ashtray dumped on your head with everybody's cigarettes from the last 12 and a half hours on your head.
You're not alone.
Hey, look. Cut the music out here. This is an old picture of Queen Latifah, and to me, that's still thick.
No.
That's still thick.
Let me see here.
Big.
That's thick.
Yeah,
that's, how is that big?
See, but like,
it's the stomach that I can't deal with.
You don't like the stomach?
Yes.
No, it's just.
I'll move his stomach out of the way. I don't know.
Hell no.
You know, that's push a good that shit up to get that
you going. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And put some flour on it, find the wet spot.
Can't do it.
So, Not on duty. Dig a big guy.
Not saying that's anything wrong with that. It's
It make me like, because they caught her off guard. That's a little big because of how she's carrying it. Well, she don't look confident
real,
about
there's
it.
There's one real nigga in the building. Dang, besides
that. Hold on. No. He literally just said she was big.
No, he said thick.
No, he did not.
Well, I said big.
Oh, fuck.
You were here.
Now you're back.
Let me see it.
I'm Grayson now. God damn.
Let me see it.
Wouldn't stop anything, but.
What's big?
She doesn't have the figure. I'm telling you.
She doesn't have a figure. No, that's very boxy. And that's
you have to be curved.
Don't like a box shape.
Everybody has a different definition.
Yeah. So with all y'all mean you have to be curvy to be thick.
Every
that's
color.
That's the definition of it. That's the definition of it.
No, it's not Google definition of thick.
The definition of thick. Let's see.
Everybody's definition is different, man. I can deal with a lot of shit.
What's that shit? Urban Dictionary.
That throws me off. Anything else?
You nothing like a fupa.
I can't do
it. I lift that up and eat that thing like a chalupa.
Like a chalupa.
I lift that stomach up and eat that thing like a chalupa. I guess I said, yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell. I can't deal with stomachs, man. That fucks me up.
Damn, Chin, thank you forever tight.
Anything else I can deal with?
Yeah.
I can deal with roast beef.
Oh, no.
So I can't deal with the smell. I'm running on the smell.
Smells
don't really bother
me. Like a normal man, boy.
No, there's something wrong if it smells.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's supposed to have a smell.
If you don't
have a smell or smell like
coffee. It's supposed to have a smell. The first week, it's supposed to taste like coffee pennies.
If it smells like cologne, what you supposed to do?
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. It's supposed to. It's supposed to smell like something.
It's supposed to smell a little bit, but I mean, you're not supposed to. It's not the smell's not supposed to be announced as soon as she's taking off the clothes. You know what I mean? It smells the room. Like, I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
Man. Hey, man, how many times you done beat the pussy up And it does stuff for the back. Which keep on.
You gotta fight through it. You gotta see it through.
Turn your head. Yeah. Like calling the audible. No, I like
Omaha.
Everybody in here done that. Don't lie. Be done.
She can't see. You gotta put that shirt up. Just.
So what? I mean, what happens? You just get up and walk away? Do you turn around and tell her?
You just keep going down there.
You just don't ever go back.
That's so bad.
That's not why you fucking hitting the front of the back and you're like, ooh.
That's so much sugar.
You know, you're gonna make it like you literally just eat it
but
like that.
You got swamp ass.
You know, it's like that Buck Week in Little Rascals.
Yeah.
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 That thing really stank.
But I'm here already.
But nigga, I get this nut. Fuck yeah. It went from a small stroke to a pat, 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 pat. Like a little tractor.
Then you go
in the fucking bathroom and where the rubber has all that. Shit, I might have caught something just then. Oh shit. Even with the rubber, I don't fuck that up. The crabs right here. Oh shit.
Amy says y'all out there fucking people that don't clean themselves or something. I just don't get it.
It's not.
That's what I'm saying.
If I met you at the club, we go home fucking. Some niggas get drunk. We ain't paying no attention to this shit. She done danced about 4 or 5 songs. She did the Cupid Shuffle, the Cha Cha Slide. That pussy dripping. <Jeez. laughs> Nigga ain't trying to take no shit. My balls got a little bit of
From under cheese, phlegm
or something. We got a little.
You got ball phlegm.
Oh, that's a phlegm.
Oh no.
Ball phlegm.
You got ball phlegm.
I was walking it out and fucking crip walking.
Ball phlegm.
Let's talk about it.
Go ahead, Cam.
For a small price of $2 a day, I can get a bottle of Axe body wash. Wash my ball. Damn, what the country music got? What the fuck?
Crystal said some scent is normal, but funk is not.
Yeah.
Funk is normal if you got the fucked up pussy.
You should probably get that looked at then.
Yeah. But if you
ain't, not normal.
If you're not, your pussy funky.
Go get it looked at. There ain't no excuse for that. It's part of your body. You should take care of it.
And some women don't give a fuck.
Preach.
Yeah. A lot of women on Skid Row, probably. Pussy look like a garden salad.
Oh, crazy.
It's got green and red bumps on it.
Oh.
I tend to judge a person by like their teeth. If their teeth is nasty, like their whole mouth is like fucked up.
Yes.
Their teeth is nasty, you ain't getting no ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that is the one thing. People always say that. Like, you gotta know, bitch, you ain't got to have teeth.
You gotta have teeth.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't gotta be perfect. If like, you smell that,
you like you got a good hand of dominoes.
That's wrong.
So if I came to you and talked to you with my mouth looking like dominoes, you going there?
No.
Exactly.
That's it.
So it's not wrong then. That shit is right.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
All right. The term thick is to describe a woman's body typically refers to the body type that is characterized by having a fuller. Curvier figure.
Who the fuck just burped?
You gotta be curvy.
Tell me. Who the fuck just did that? My whole damn headphones just get loud.
With well-defined curve, particularly in the hips, thighs, and buttocks.
So you have to have curves to be thick.
No. Go back to the first word, though.
Oh.
Having a fuller or curvier figure.
Fuller or curvier. All right, so it is preferring. That's all it is.
Queen Latifah's body was fuller. It wasn't curvy.
It was boxy. It was the box.
It's
boxy.
Fuller.
It looked like a linebacker.
Did they say boxy or...
Exactly. Queen Latifah got ass on. Because she wasn't thick then.
Go back and put Queen Latifah ass. I bet Queen Latifah got two hands back there.
Two pounds.
took Christmas out.
And not the top asses.
Oh, no. They just kind of sag down. Yeah.
Back with a crack in it.
Back with a crack.
She ain't got no Taylor Swift.
Damn.
Don't you put that on her.
Taylor Swift ain't got one.
Taylor Swift got an extra back with a hole in it.
She got zero A's.
She got a back with a hole.
She ain't got nothing to shake off. I promise you.
She might got dimples on her back.
Chris is over here defending her
ass. See, somebody ain't pulling there. You ain't gonna find something. Put damn. Queen Latifah ass.
I gotta put her ass in there.
Spank back pulled up. Okay. There you go.
All right. There's the
page. She really ain't got no ass.
I don't know. Wait a minute. What's this one?
They're going straight down. Man, she ain't got no ass. I don't know what all the hype's about.
Nah, she ain't got no ass. Damn.
Damn.
Damn, queen.
Even that little. That's better. That's her tour cover. They couldn't Photoshop that a little bit.
They should have.
They should have.
You're the equalizer. Should've. You ain't got your body ain't even equalized.
They got much.
Because of where the other is. Then that picture is.
You got them titty rolls.
Well, they're doing that one. The unphotoshopped.
That's not Queen Latifah. That's somebody else.
She was a big ass. That's a picture. She had a big ass.
Where?
If she was to move her arm, there would be something that she would
have. There's the balcony from that picture.
Okay, but boy, you got no ass. Right there, the curve.
Hey, look, let's get y'all in on that.
There ain't no ass.
There ain't no ass.
She got a back curve and everything. She's trying to arch her back.
She's trying to say if she moved her arm, she'd have an ass there. No,
I'm not talking about this massive ass. Just something.
She's probably got the one of those little cute ones.
Exactly.
Cute white girl asses.
She got a Hank Hill ass.
Damn, Bobby.
Boom, Travis. Damn, Travis. Oh, nobody caught that. It's Travis Kelce. Okay. No. Damn, my bad. I forget that picks up on the mic.
This has been an interesting one, I'll be honest.
See, I never got sent the one I did 2 weeks ago.
Because it ain't came out yet, brother. You got to wait another 2 months.
I was told I'd be sent the rough copy.
Who told you that shit?
Somebody did.
Y'all told you that. I was the only person that hears it first. Because I don't post them.
We still waiting on the chicken episode to come out.
Yeah.
That was a damn good episode.
He said it's still right here.
It's still right here.
Damn, that was the time we was out in here fucking these hoes.
One day, we're going to have to listen to one of the earlier ones. Make fun of.
Let's recap episode.
It ain't changed. I don't think changed. You put an ignorant nigga on this podcast.
I took one out.
Man. Changed.
Damn.
Nigga. He was just,
damn.
He was just ignorant.
That's funny.
You leaving?
He's finding the paper up.
We're not stapled together.
Oh, shit.
Yep. All right. It's been a good time, y'all.
It's just Eagles game. Come on.
Thank y'all so much for listening in. If you made it this far.
Bless your heart.
Bless your
heart. If you're a thick bitch, I'll fucks with you. If you're a skinny bitch with a Taylor Swift booty, you got me real moody. Okay, my bad. Hi, I'm Cameron Wallace. If you ain't 280, bitch, you ain't no lady. I like my women like my pork chops. Damn, what happened to the music?
You like the women like your pork chop.
Real thick and chunky.
Real thick.
I like my women like I like my camel suit. Chunky. If your ass don't look like a stretched like a tiger stripe, and your titties don't look like punching bags. The bitch gone somewhere, you old hag. Hi, I'm Kim Watson. I approve this mess.
I'm speechless. Woof. So, if you...
There it is.
Thank you.
There it is.
Thank you, I guess. Anyway, if you ain't stapled together...
If falling apart... Thank you.
Yeah.